M0FXB, Unidem 160DN, and the band scope. So to get into this, press your hold button. So normally, if you unpress the hold, it just starts to go through and scan, and it does do DMR, this model. Or you can actually press scan here. If you just press hold and then scan, it'll go into that. Press hold, you can actually type a frequency. So 434.550, and then press hold again, and you'll hear that frequency, or it could be an airband frequency. Now, to go into the band scope, just press function, the orange button, and then it says here SR3, which is set as that by default. So we go function, SR3, you're straight away into the band scope. Now, I find this is the easiest way to set the parameters for your band scope, just as I did. Now, notice that it says max here. So when you have max and it finds a signal, it will sort of hold it and freeze it. The normal default, I would say, is to have the word search up here. So just press F, then scan just once, and it goes. You're changing it, you're toggling it to search mode, and that's just going to find the strongest signal. Now, you can change the parameters in the middle of using the scope. I just want to show you that search thing one more time. We'll go function, scan, and then do nothing. It says max. Let the function go, and then just go function, scan. You're in the normal search mode. So to change the parameters here, because you're seeing that it's searching from 424 to 444, but there is a center frequency. Press this button here, the prior, and it does time out, so I might time out. Press it once, and you'll see it's flashing center frequency, CF. Press enter. And we can now quickly change it. So we'll go one. Let's do airband 33, and then remember the .850, and then enter. And you've just changed the center frequency. Now, as far as I can see, you can't hear anything. This is a visual thing. Who knows with future models? So as this, we're just using the telescopic antenna. If I was outside, you'd see quite a few peaks, as you can see. So you're seeing the peaks there. You can move to the peaks, I believe. Just look in now, and then when you press function, then LO, it moves it back to the center. Also, when you press function, the pry, press that one there, you can toggle between the span and the step. So we just hit it again, and it says span, and that's the width that you're sort of, I don't know, the band scope width. I find 20 megahertz is plenty, but look, you can just turn it. Then you can press again. Sorry, pressed the wrong button, my mistake. But that actually is a good one to show you, actually. If you press the 9, it changes the modulation. Look. If you want DMI, pretty sure just leave it in auto. Like so. And then anyway, press the function button again. The pry button. And now we've got to step here, we can, and if you're an airband, I mean, a lot of people ask me for 8.33, but I find that I get more, I don't know, results when I just do 5 kilohertz. And to come out, just press LO. And if you want to come completely out of the band scope, just press scan and you're back. And obviously to go back in, F3, you're back in. So for me, if I want to do it, let's say I want to listen to Marine Band. I go back to scan. Then I press hold and I would just go 159 megahertz, enter. Oops, wrong one. You press the hold when you do it again. So I keep doing that. Let's just press the no. Start again, hold. 159.000. Then you press hold again. Then you go F3. And then it puts 159 in the middle. Here, you see it there. We're in search mode. And there's your start and end. And that's it. I find that's actually the easiest way of doing it. Thanks for watching. Hope this helps. Bye for now.